Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, gorgeous. We are back from BravoCon weekend. Before we go any further, I want to remind you that you're going to be listening to this wherever you get your podcast on Wednesdays, and the video drops on YouTube on Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Make sure that you not only watch it, you like it, you follow it. What do they call it? Subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Get
all right. Easton, Jessica, how did we feel about BravoCon? For you, Easton, it was first BravoCon in Vegas. For all of us in Vegas. Jessica's first time
ever
at the BravoCon. Oh my God.
I have to say, and I'm so serious when I say this, I was not expecting what it was. I thought it was going to be a lot smaller. I thought there was going to be a lot less people. It was wild. You're like, when you say you're like the Beatles at BravoCon, that's you're not over exaggerating.
Yeah, except there's 150 players.
Yeah. Players.
Yeah, the Beatles that consist of a lot of drummers, guitarists, vocalists, 150 of us.
You know what's crazy when we're getting noticed as well? It was Disneyland for adults on that thing.
Oh my gosh. It was insanity.
And it was the most fun.
It was so much fun. They deep dive into everyone. They saw, Lisa. They were like, Lisa, obviously Lala's mom, Lisa. And they were like, Lisa! And it was just so fun. And you know what? The energy was amazing. There weren't I guess there were a couple weird questions in the panels where I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like trying to start the drama. But overall, everyone was so happy, so excited to be there.
Yeah, I was excited to be there.
How'd you feel? Your looks?
The looks.
Done.
Pulled them together night before. I will say, speaking of my mother, Lisa, so she's with, I wanted to get her on the pod today, but she has Ocean, and we all know how having Ocean in the studio goes. It's her ripping things down.
It's
telling
so fun.
Us she has to poop behind the curtain. But my mom did want me to tell you all, don't laugh because she was dead ass.
What?
That she's so grateful for all of her fans.
It was so
And
sweet.
When she told me to say this on the podcast, y'all, she was dead ass.
So dead ass that she had to repeat herself to me. Easton.
She did?
Oh, yeah. When we were in the airport, she was just like, I wish I could thank them.
Aww.
I wish I could be on the podcast to thank them. I was like,
that
oh, you
so
are the greatest.
Cute.
She is the best. And let me tell you, she has all of the fans and they're well-deserved. They're well-deserved because she's a fucking icon.
She had a line, y'all. We went to Bravo Bazaar, which is where everyone's booth is set up for merch. And she had a line to take pictures. I think you did too, TT.
Mm-hmm. Not like Lisa B.
That's kind of
like Queen B.
No, and that's kind of crazy, though, because my mom never appears on Vanderpump Rules. Like, literally, it's like a quick pop-in. Not really scenes. It's a pop-in, you know? You guys know her from the podcast, which means this podcast has gained tremendous success because of you all tuning in, listening, watching on YouTube. Like, that's how my mama is known, is through the pod, which is pretty crazy to me.
It's amazing.
No, yeah.
And I'm really dying. I know I always say this, to have a full Lisa episode.
Let's do a full Lisa
episode. I would like
to
have a Q&A with her, too.
Oh, a Q&A with Lisa. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay, so let me walk y'all through how the weekend went. So I arrived, we all arrived on Thursday, okay? We get to the hotel, which is my favorite part. My favorite part is getting to the hotel because there's always a section where all of us Bravo celebrities go to get checked in, right? And they've got food and drinks, and it's just where you see everybody. No one's glammed. They've all come from Dubai or the Southern Charmers. Is that north or south? Where's Charleston?
That's south.
Shout out, East Coast, kind of.
They've come from Potomac.
I was glad we only had to fly 40 minutes.
That part.
That was the tits.
That part. So we get there. We get into the room. I get ready because I have dinner with Erica. Erica Jane, and we go out at like 6:30. We have a wonderful time. I did get a question about like, what do you and Erica talk about when you guys hang out? Because we went out on the town a little bit and people got pictures, and I think people were like, well, this is a strange pairing. You know, it makes sense, but we've never actually seen it. So people got some pictures, whatever. I'll tell you what we talk about. We talk about things like how often we trim our hair, how often we color it, what we look like when we go out and about in the real world. And we have a lot of things in common, but as far as like the look goes, she said to me, let me tell you something. Unless I'm going to be on camera, unless I need to get all done, I'm telling you what, it is face mask, hair mask, everything to prep my skin, keep me dewy, keep everything looking right. Unless I am on camera, that is what I do. That is what I do.
And I was like, you are so good with impressions.
And I was like, that makes me feel really good because this is what I look like on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic, by the way.
Yeah. That is so kind, Easton. Thank you. I want the skin popping. I want the hair good. We're working on the hair. Don't anyone come for me. They're going to be like, the hair needs a little more work. I know we're working on it. So things like that. That's what we talk about. So we go to Delilah with a big group of people. And to my surprise, Caroline Stanberry shows up, who I've never met but always adored. She was on, I believe it was called Ladies of London. And now she's on Housewives of Dubai. She's so fabulous, so stunning. Her husband's hot. They're the cutest couple. And it was so interesting to talk to her and just the conversations about just being a woman. And I loved what she said. We were talking about men and women. And she said, when I got with my husband, he was 24 and everyone told me he's going to leave you at some point. And both she and Erica go, and, and. So what? He's my cherry. He's not my cake. When she said that, I was like,
damn.
Brilliant. We're the cake. They're just the cherry. And to be honest, I don't even like cherries that much.
Neither do I. Not even in a Shirley Temple.
Agreed. Is he younger?
He's younger.
Okay.
And adores her. Just the way that he looks at her. Larsa showed up with her boyfriend, Marcus. Let me tell you something. I watched, I believe his name's Sergio, that's Caroline's husband. I watched Sergio and Marcus, who's Lars's man, get photos of us holding the light up, taking the pictures. I was like, okay, this is giving me one more thing to add to the list of wants. Get you a man who is manly as fuck, sexy as fuck, lays pipe real nice, and is willing to give his woman and her friends the moment by holding the light and taking the photo.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Preach. And Larsa seems, only because I saw a clip of her on a panel and they asked about her man, and she seems really happy. Did you get the vibe?
Larsa?
Yeah.
Oh, Larsa's happy as a little clam.
Okay, good.
How could you not be with a face and ass like that and then a man to put on your arm looking like that? How could you not be?
How could you not be? When you were there and there was their partners, were you like looking at them and feeling like, oh man, I wish I had one? Or was it more like independent queen, you and Erica, just like, yeah, this is cute, but like, who needs that? You know what I'm saying?
I've always kind of been, I never feel like the third wheel.
Mm.
Like even when I go with Brock and Sheena, I think it's because I've never really had a dude that comes with me. Like with most of my relationships, they've been long distance or we do our own thing. So it's like kind of the same. I don't think about it like that.
Makes sense.
There was one thing that happened that hit me like a bullet, not at BravoCon, but the only time that I've actually felt that way. And we'll talk about that at a later date. But no, I don't feel that way.
Okay, good.
Not at all. I kind of like just being by myself. Anyway, we do the 6:30 drinks, right? We go to Delilah and we're like gambling at first. And I'm sitting there, you know, in full panic going, I have my glam or hair is coming at the call time for me to be ready. I have to be to the suite for day one of BravoCon at like 9:30. My hair girl, Lena, who's incredible, she also does Teresa Giudice, tells me I'll be to your room at 5:45. So I'm looking at the time and I say to my agent, because I have one of those now, I was like, yo, dude, what are we doing? Like, are we going to go to dinner? She goes, yeah, our reservation's at 10. I about died. We didn't finish dinner until like 2 a.m., y'all.
So she called me and because we didn't think she was going to do any of it. Me and Lisa, we almost had a little bet on it.
Yeah.
And she calls and it was, I'm not kidding you, 10:02. Not 10:02? I think it was like 10:02. And she called me and she goes, we're just getting to dinner. And me and Lisa looked at each other.
Shocked.
And Lisa like started laughing and she goes, yeah, she's probably not happy.
No, I had the best time. It was fantastic. I was with incredible company. These women who inspire me, other people at the table who aren't, you know, they're not Bravo celebrities, but they're like people who I look at and I'm like, wow, you guys are very accomplished. Like, I feel honored to be sitting at this table. And then you're just vibing. You're like talking shit, but you're talking business. It's just like a very well-rounded dinner, right?
Right.
So I was fine with that. But of course, when I see it's 2 a.m. and we're headed back to the hotel, I'm like, fuck.
Were you didn't look exhausted the next day. And you know, I'm so proud of you because I know that's hard because it is for me too. Staying up late, it's like, I don't want to go. And you could have been like, I love you guys, but I'm going to bed. And you went out and that's amazing. Were you exhausted?
You know, what's great is I think because it was day one, I had the adrenaline pumping.
Right. Sure.
So it was like, let's fucking roll.
Right.
And day one's look was very cozy.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cashback at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cashback. I love seeing those Rakuten cashback deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day.
and you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LALA. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA.
So let's jump to day one, all right?
Okay.
I'm freaking killing the game, all right? Burberry head to toe, fabulous bun, which I love. I walk into the suite. Here comes freaking MJ. My main bitch, by the way. Fucking love her. She's in her leather dress look, strapless down to her ankles. She's got the high pony, red lip. She's hot. Tits up to her chin. Ass for days. Digging it all. I roll in. She goes, "This is what we chose for the day?" I was like, "What the fuck do you mean?" She goes, "I mean, it's fine. Tomorrow, I'm sure you'll do better." I was like, "Yo, you're a fucking bitch."
She is so funny.
She's a savage.
She makes me laugh so hard because literally, if anyone else said that to you, I'd be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" But MJ says it, I'm like,
"Right,
hilarious."
You would have got a whole different reaction if it was somebody else. But because it's MJ, you'll let it slide. Yeah. No, she's the only one.
Cut to day three. Cut to day three, which I'm also decked in Burberry. But like Barbie, workout Barbie. I look like a bitch that's gonna actually go work out at the Sunset Equinox.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
I saw Sandoval and he goes, "You literally look like the girls that go to Equinox on Sunset."
I could agree.
You're joking, right?
Oh God.
So that day MJ rolls up on me and goes, "By the way, this is the best." What did she say, Jess? Remind me. You were there. Do you remember?
When we were backstage? And she came up.
Yeah, what did she say to me? She goes, "This was your only good look."
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
She goes, "I'm your friend. Everyone else lies to you."
That's what she said.
I did call her a "see you next Tuesday," but in a loving way. I do use that word. I won't use it on the pod. But I was just like, this is MJ. Like, this is my main bitch.
Right.
And this is why I have a giant head. Because if I didn't, things like what she said would put me in the grave.
Right.
I'd be sobbing.
Right.
So you're telling me this is the only day I look good and I've seen thousands of people?
Right.
Great.
There's something about her and I think Jeff Lewis that they could say whatever. Like when I see you guys interact and you guys just like give each other shit and it's all in good fun and it's very funny and lighthearted.
I'm into it. I had a very hard time sleeping at BravoCon because I did not have Ocean. She's been sleeping in my bed. Which is not great. I know I need to cut it. But at the same time, it's like I don't have a man or a husband or whatever you call it to be sleeping next to. So might as well sleep with my kid if she wants to. That part was rough. That night, all right? So we do BravoCon. What did we do Friday day? We had the panel. We had the Vanderpump panel, which got intense.
Can you talk about that? Because they're playing some clips.
What clips are they playing?
The one where you say, just going to be straightforward, the one where you say about Sandoval and you're like, "Look, I think it was an audience member who came up and said
go away to him.
And you basically were like, "Look, he's out here, he's trudging along."
He held his chin up, he still went to all of his life's concerts and gave it his all.
Okay.
That's what you were saying.
Yes, all right.
That happened on Friday.
Yeah.
And then what?
I'm going to be honest. At the beginning of the panel, I look at James, mic not near my mouth, and I was like, "This panel's fucking boring."
Oh.
I said that. I was like, "Yo."
Oh, no.
Like, we may have lost.
All right.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Well, thank God, because once I said that to James, that's when he rips his shirt off and starts doing a push-up contest.
Right.
Right?
Saved it.
Yes.
Or you escalated know? It, for
Anytime
sure.
Anytime I say, we give each other the look, like, come on. This is not us.
Game time.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, these people paid money to come here and see how we are. And I'm looking around going, all y'all are being, like, lame as fuck. We all are. Let's pull it together. All right? So I said that to him. I see the fire in his eyes. He's like, "Well, that's not going to happen." Because he's an entertainer.
Yeah.
He does that. then this freaking guy comes up with just such a rude fucking question. And maybe it would have slapped a few months ago. It ain't slapping anymore. It's been 8 months.
What was the question? Because they're not playing it in a lot of the clips.
The question was, why? And it wasn't kind.
No, okay? It wasn't at all.
It was not kind. It was, why haven't you gone away already?
To Sandoval.
Why didn't you just disappear? Yeah.
Like, why don't you get off the show and go and figure it out?
Why don't you get off the show, figure it out, and just, like, go away, like, fall off the earth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was like, who the fuck are you?
Mm-hmm.
Sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
I was annoyed by it, you know? And coming from someone where it's like, I was all in when this happened. And if I'm telling everyone now, like, we're doing too much. Like, there was a time where, like, the punishment was fitting the crime, right? And I even said this to Sandoval. You don't get to do something like this and then decide how people should come for you. No, you did this, and now this is the reaction. So sack up and take it. But now it's been a minute, all right? The punishment is no longer fitting the crime. And everyone was booing him every time he spoke. And to be honest, I was getting annoyed because I could barely hear on the stage. So it's like, not only is your booing affecting me now because I can't hear shit, but like I'm kind of over it altogether. Like here we are at BravoCon. And so I just said to James, I was like, to be honest, I would tell everyone to shut the fuck up if I were him.
Right.
And James goes, well, if you're going to say it to us, you need to say it out loud. And I was like, then I will.
Oh.
So I waited for my turn. Our host said, Lala, you look like you want to say something. And so I said, I just, you know, the booing is getting annoying. I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but I, you know, this happened. The world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high, even though people were saying that they were horrible. Still went out like every single night to play shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he's here on this stage showing up. He showed up to the reunion and we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. He still kept showing up, right? Now, here we are. And to be honest, the way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to go fuck yourselves. And the room was dead.
Very quiet. You could hear
actually,
drop.
Some people cheered.
No,
did you hear them?
It was quiet. And
it was
then a
quiet,
couple,
and they're like, woo! I guess,
woo! All right.
But that was, yeah, it was a very honest moment. I loved it.
After that, the follow-up was a woman who said, the punishment is no longer fitting the crime. We all have to move on. I know what he did was horrible, but, like, we have to practice forgiveness. Then the crowd went wild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened there. So cut to that night, we have the Bravos. I had no idea that it was the Bravos.
Yep.
I live under a rock, y'all. I just thought it was Watch What Happens Live at BravoCon. Because that's what they've done every year. So I'm like, we're all going to Watch What Happens. We get into the green room. We're waiting. I'm wearing a fabulous, skin-tight, Balmain dress. Fabulous, looking like a whole snack.
Mm-hmm.
The only photo, I didn't get one photo of it.
I know.
I keep going on the internet to find it.
That was such a good look, too.
Anyway, we're in there, and a woman walks in and says, have we prepared speeches just in case? And I was like, speeches for what? And she was like, just for those of you who were nominated for an award. And I was like, oh, dope. She walks out. Sheena's like, I'm nominated for my performance, Good as Gold from last year. James is like, I'm nominated for Worm with a Mustache, Best Line. And I was like, that's amazing. It's an award show.
Yeah.
And they go, you're nominated for something too.
Huh.
I was like, oh, okay, cool.
What?
And like, to be honest, I don't win any. You guys, I don't win anything. You know, nominated, yeah. Winning things though, so I was like not even worried about it. So we get to our seats. They start knocking through the awards. I think Ariana was nominated for like Chicest or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the Dariq Kemsley Award.
Oh, that's fun.
So fitting. James wins his award. He's so cute about it. We get to Sheena's category. Candace Dillard, who's an incredible singer. She's a freaking star. I'm obsessed with her. She wins that one. A couple other awards go by. Then I guess it's my turn. I didn't know what I was nominated for.
Same.
And what was
you
it?
Didn't either? Same. No, Lala, no. What do you mean? I had no idea. You don't think you would have been like, hey, just a heads up, maybe prepare a speech.
Yeah, the Bravos are like the Oscars of this universe, right?
So, yes.
But they kind of do it like on the big screen, how they do at the Oscars. Like they talk about who's nominated and then they show the faces. And y'all, I won't even lie. I looked up and I was like, damn, I look fucking good. And I was so honed in on just like you. Everything that was happening. And Phaedra Parks is the one who is presenting this award. And I
and
hear,
what's the award for?
Oh, the award is for shadiest.
There you go.
The shadiest. who's
so good.
And I was up against like the Kenya Moores of Bravo, right?
Yeah.
They don't fuck around. Like, I look like the lightest rather than the shadiest if you put me against some of the women who were nominated, right? Mm. So I'm admiring my fine-looking self, you know, because it's a rare occasion that I get ready. So when I see myself ready, it's like, oh, you still got it. And she calls my name, which I was not expecting because, again, I always lose. And I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. Because I just would rather be surprised rather than get my hopes up.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Some people say that's sad, but I'm just like, whatever. Don't count the chickens before they hatch. I go up there. It's a sharky. You know the gay shark mm-hmm. on Watch What Happens? And I just said, like, I'm shook. Tonight, I didn't even know I was nominated for anything, and here I am winning. So
thank you.
Thank you for voting for me.
You know what's so fun, though? Your unplanned speeches are always the best, or at least all the ones I've seen. When you just wing it, it's always the best. I can't wait to watch this, by the way.
I told people, you know, I like to think I bring the light, but apparently I bring the shade, and I will wear that as a badge of honor.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So I won an award, y'all.
Congratulations. Whoop. I get a text from Lala in the group text that's like, hey, guys, I guess I was nominated for an award, and I won. And I was like, what?
Add it to the plethora of trophies in
the
office.
We get to put it in the office. Yeah. You get an actual award, you know.
I know. It's going to go next to, so now I have my sobriety award. I have my
from the brand. Foundation.
Yep.
The MTV.
The belt.
Yep.
That is so amazing.
It is amazing.
No, Jay.
Congrats.
You are amazing. I love you.
You're the best, Easton.
This episode is going to be the one where they toot Lauren's horn all the live long day. So. I wanted to say this. So if any of you guys came to my live show, the one where I had the OG of the OC, Vicky Gunvalson, and Tamara Judge, we were talking about who's the nicest and the meanest housewife you've ever met. I said, I have heard that Phaedra Parks is rough, okay? I, at the Bravos, had the luxury of meeting Phaedra. She was absolutely lovely. So kind, so friendly. I totally get why, because both Tamara and Vicky said she's great. She is so nice. So I'm assuming that this is what happens. We're never allowed to have off days. Mm-hmm. You better be nice every single second of the day because you make one wrong move. That's what you're labeled as. You get no grace. She was absolutely fantastic.
That's great.
Yes, very excited to see her back on Married to Medicine.
Good.
Yeah. What did you guys do while I was at the Bravos? Anything cool?
What did you do? I went out to dinner, and I went to a gay club.
Shoo-shoo.
A gay club?
Piranhas. Yeah, it was
Piranhas?
It was called Piranhas. Piranhas. Yeah, it was there was a drag show, and you know me, I love drag shows, so.
How late
fun.
Did you stay out?
I was actually very proud of myself. I didn't get home until 3, which is so rare. So rare.
Okay.
That's Vegas.
Okay.
Is that Friday night? Saturday night?
Friday night.
They're all running in together. Friday night.
That was Friday night.
Friday night. What'd you do?
I went up to the BravoCon party. Come on now.
And how was
the
it?
The after party. It was good.
Any Bravo Labs?
All of them.
All of them?
Still don't know a fucking one of them.
Was
now.
Andy there?
You Andy know Andy was there. So I was wearing like a bucket hat.
Yeah.
Like the I'll wear it one of these times, but it's like furry. And Andy kept looking at me and I was like, does he fucking know I shouldn't be here or something? And so I just walked up to him, like just to pass him. I go, how's it going? He goes, I love your hat.
Oh, that is so cute. Yeah.
But no, all the housewives, the one thing that I loved seeing that was like everybody, because everybody's somebody there. It was so cool to see them free, if that makes sense. Because when I see them, there's usually so many fans around that they're kind of like
they've got to be
on a part. Mm-hmm. And so when it was just them up at this party, it was so fun to see him letting go, taking selfies. All the guys were doing like the holding the lights. It was just way fun. It was
Really fun.
I talked to Whitney and Justin. Okay, from Housewives. I talked to Monica. Oh, Monica.
Hot. Wait, can we talk about
in person?
Is she finer in person?
Oh my God.
Did you get any?
A Bravo exec took her to buy Send It to Daryl.
That they did. She got even hotter.
Send It to Daryl.
So, yeah, I chatted with her, but no, that's what I did on Friday was just like the whole Bravo cast after party. But yeah, it was way fun. Honestly.
Was Bryn there and did you talk to her?
I did not see Bryn. Okay. I saw Tamara. From what I was told by the Gusbins, every housewife was there. Mm. Don't ask me which ones. Don't fucking know.
That's okay. You know what? We're working on it. I'll tell you a little bit about what I did, not the whole thing.
Let's hear it.
I did not go out after the Bravos. I didn't go out.
Okay.
We wrapped at 11. The reason I'm telling you this is because cut to day two of BravoCon. I'm in my slip dress. The little boobies are the lace. I tried to zhuzh it up and make it not so like lace dress by wearing these fabulous Alexander Wang shoes that they sent to me. Thank you so much. I'm obsessed with them. They're gorgeous. They say Wang down like the top of the foot. Just to add some like edge to the look, right? Fabulous blown out hair by Lena. And I'm doing Battle of the Sexes, which is so much fun. I love doing it. I did it last year. I think I did it the year before. It's James, some other guys that I'm not really familiar with quite yet. Cute girls from other shows that I'm also not quite familiar with yet.
Sound like me.
Because they're on like season one, but I will get familiar. Ariana and Sonya Morgan. And on the guy's side, like I said, James Kennedy, the other dudes, and Captain Jason, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about the night before. And James says to me that I was in Sandoval's room the night before. Do not lie on me, all right? Not a big deal. Not a big deal, but you're doubling down on it. I don't like that shit. Naturally, I freak out.
Yeah.
Sounds about
Got
right.
Got the finger up.
Fuck you.
I tell him, stay in your lane. I was not there. He goes, well, looked like you were there to me. And your husband was there, Logan. I was like, do I look like Logan to you? Does this look like Logan to you? And he goes, no, but, you know, you go everywhere together. And I go, let me tell you something. We wrapped last night at 11 o'clock. I go to bed at 7. When have I after partied ever in my goddamn life?
Right.
I said, the lies. Candy Burris. I was annoyed. Crowd goes wild, obviously, because, you know, Candy Burris worldwide, baby. We finally know who was in the room. Sheena. There were investigators on TikTok. There were arrows pointing to Logan, tracking where he was, at what time. Was he with Lala? Would Lala have been maybe out of the frame? I was not there. By the way, if I was there, I wear whatever I do with pride. And guess what? If I do it and I'm not so proud, I'll tell you I did it and I wish that I wouldn't have. I was not there.
Do you remember him being on stage being like, I can't do his fucking accent. He was saying like, I didn't say you were there. I asked if you were there.
He didn't ask me. That's what he was saying. He didn't ask me. He said I chopped his head off and he was rewind. Do not. What do I always say?
What?
You got me fucked up.
You should have said that on stage. I love when she says that. She goes, and she'll say it to herself. She's like, you got me fucked up if you think. And I laugh because it's so funny to me. Can we talk about more importantly what we learned, though? We learned through that conversation that you were not there.
Mm-hmm.
But you were in the elevator.
Yes.
With Sir Captain Jason. And he hinted, maybe he didn't hint, but he said, there was a little like question mark when he said, and we said goodnight to each other and she left the elevator. Did you?
We said goodnight to each other.
Okay. You went into your own room.
Yes, I did.
Because people were like, should we see the elevator footage? And honestly, pull the footage.
Should we?
Pull the footage, because I'm asking.
It does make sense, though, why people would think. I don't know what Captain Jason, we're just going to call him Captain.
Okay.
That's hot.
Captain, my Captain.
Or Jason. Jason's hot, too. Yeah. I remember when I just moved to LA, me and Madison, my best friend, talked about how hot the name Jason was for literally 20 minutes. So let's just call him Jason.
Sheesh.
If you look at the video that Tom Sandoval posted, you see the gays, mm-hmm. my gays, my husbands. You see Sheena, who has lightened her hair. I've darkened mine. So it does look similar. It's on top of her head. She's in a black sweatshirt. There's something printed exactly where Send It to Daryl would be. Actually, it's on the other side. That's how you know, too, guys, that it wasn't me. Wow. Okay? Because I don't wear anything besides Send It to Daryl. There's something printed on this side. She's sitting next to Jason, okay? So it would make sense that it would be me.
Right.
However, she has a white claw in her hand. Wasn't me.
Was not, and that's how we know.
That's how we know. So I got into it with him. Girls won. Jerry O'Connell hosted. We won this big tacky trophy that was fabulous. Cheated.
Do you get to keep that?
We didn't cheat, you little fuck.
Cheated. The you men got screwed again. Fuck.
Oh, no. You don't get to keep that, right? That's like,
no.
Okay.
We don't get to keep it. But James Kennedy was so sad that he wasn't top six hottest men on Bravo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was like one of the questions. Name who the audience, because the audience is the one that answered these questions. Mm-hmm.
But who else can say he's the number one guy in the group?
Only,
you know?
James Only Kennedy.
James, only so. James.
But if you're basing it off of BravoCon, let me tell you something. They all went wild for Captain Jason. I have never seen that show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start watching now.
I looked at him and I was like, well, wait, what do I like again? He's right. Fuck. Right. He's good looking.
Yes,
he's a handsome man.
No, very, yeah. very handsome.
Anybody who says otherwise, you got to figure it out. Because he is right. a handsome man.
And you know what's even better? He's not just handsome. He's kind.
Very.
And he radiates a kindness with his smile and his
energy.
He's
got a good aura.
He drives
him.
Or whatever giant boats
dick.
Called.
Yeah. I was going to say drives giant dick energy, but yeah, I guess driving the boat kind of does it too. All right.
You
have
How
big
hot
dick
is that?
Energy
Could
to drive
imagine?
That boat.
He drives yachts. Lala, we have to get into this.
Do you drive a yacht?
I think you captain the
yacht. He cruises yachts. He pilots. No,
he's
a pilot.
That's a plane. You guys, that's a plane.
He's a pirate.
Pilot.
He pilots yachts.
I don't fucking pilots. Know. All I know is he parks that thing. And
he parks that thing and slips, baby.
Right in the little garage.
It tight.
In the garage.
No, they got garages. They
it's
got garages
wet
in
ass
the,
pussy. Park that Big Mac truck. Right in this
well,
little
yes,
garage.
A Big Mac truck you would park
That's
in a garage.
An 18-wheeler.
A yacht. You would park a yacht in like a boat slip, I think.
Right in this little boat slip.
No, I'm dead. Where were we? I'm sweating.
I don't know.
And I'm a little wet.
Captain, where are you?
Next.
What?
We're walking through the convention center, all right? Because now we're going to Shade Assassins, which is myself, Kenya Moore, who I love and adore, Candace Dillard, who, by the way, would never go up against her in a verbal battle because she's an assassin for real, Sutton, and Margaret, okay? And as we're walking to where we need to go, and I don't know where I need to go. I know the title of where I'm going to be, but I don't know where in the building it is, what I'll be doing. I see my agent with her other client, Bryn,
mm-hmm.
from Roni, Bryn Whitfield. And she goes, Lala, look at my fucking shoes. And I was like, oh, no. She shows me, and I was like, what happened? And she goes, they got stuck in the escalator. And I was like, oh, where were you on an escalator in this convention center? And she goes, there's an area that they're doing segments where you come down on an escalator. My heels got stuck and ripped off. They had to unbolt the thing to take my shoes out. I was like, thank God you're okay.
I could have ripped their legs off.
Ripped your feet off.
She just gets stuck in the elevator.
And she's like 5'10", baby deer. Could you imagine?
No, she is. Did you see the video, by the way, of how they got stuck?
Okay.
I absolutely saw
the video. Okay. They showed it to me. Mm. The one that our agent had, I'm not going to say her name. The one our agent had taken. She was like, you're going to die. So I'm walking. I'm like, holy shit, that's so scary. I walk into where I'm supposed to be and they go, so Lala, you're on escalator 2. I was like, what?
You're next.
I was like, I got heels on. They were like, best of luck. Keep on your heels. And I was like, no, keep on your toes.
Or keep on your toes.
That's what they said. Keep on your toes. I was like, we need to talk about this. They're like, nope, we got to go. We're on in 5. You should have seen me on the escalator. I was stiff as a board, just waiting. I almost took them off.
You didn't look like it.
You blew a beautiful kiss to the crowd. You look like queen.
It would have been funny if you took them off, but your agent did say and held them up while you're...
If I had like beautiful, cute feet and not like supermodel toes, and I call them supermodels because they're kind of long.
There, you have beautiful feet. I've got like the trolliest troll feet.
Jack Skellington toes.
No, but she said...
But I was not about... I'm like, I could lose a toe. This escalator is like... out for blood.
It was.
Blood.
Yes. Blood. This is like the second episode we've said that, and I don't know why, but it's hilarious to me. Blood. Your agent did say that she watched your face as you were coming down, and you did look terrified, but Easton and I were there watching, and I thought you looked natural as can be.
Yep.
So I don't know
I would have been scared as shit.
I would have been horrified.
I got a message from Captain Jason.
No, you didn't. Lala, right now, a DM. Breaking news.
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, no. Yummy. You got to give us some of the tea.
Hey, yeah.
We're going to focus. I'll give tea later.
Okay.
And remember, chickens before they hatch, you don't count.
Okay.
Let's focus on the now and what happened at Bravo.
Okay.
So I get down the escalator. Fine. Everyone does. And then I'm pulled over to this wheel, right? Shade Assassins. And I'm asked the question, who would you not want to be stuck on an elevator with? I say Judice. And if I was in there with Judice and Louis, which is her husband, it would be a real fucking nightmare.
Oh.
Keep in mind, I ended up apologizing to her, right? Teresa has been nothing but kind to me always. And I said something about her husband, Louis, in the past. And whether Louis is a great guy, not a great guy, doesn't matter. I don't know him. I've watched him on TV. I know that when I've said hi to him in the past, he has been kind. Teresa has been amazing. Her children are fantastic. So I slide in her DM the next day. I'm just going to tell you this. I slide in her DM the next day. Again, we share a hair person. And I know that Lena is very loyal to Teresa. And I love that. I never want to put anyone in a difficult position. I also never want to hurt someone's feelings who doesn't deserve it, okay? So I sent her a DM, and I won't say exactly what I said, but it's important for, and you guys will see this next season on Vanderpump Rules, that I'm still working on this, but especially back then, everything is a red flag to me, and it has made it, even now, it's gotten better, very intense for me to be around men, especially in an environment where we're getting to know each other on an intimate level because of the past. So I let her know, like, I'm working on it. I know that I project. I have nothing but respect for you, and I hope that we can start fresh. Beef squashed.
Okay, good.
Beef squashed. Yep.
Good.
All is good in Bravo land now. I also want to go back to what I said to Ariana when we did Battle of the Sexes, when I put James on blast, because if you remember the day before, I was very upset at him, or I was very upset at the booing, right?
Right.
And so then we're here and I'm pissed that he's saying I was in Sandoval's room when I wasn't. I said to Ariana, here's the deal. This was on stage. I said, I may say things that don't land right with you. I like to think I'm a pretty logical person. Who knows? I'm going to say things as I see them. But just because I may say X, Y, and Z does not mean that I'm going to go hang out with this person. Okay? I love you. I'm loyal to you. But I'm always going to call it like I see it. I'm also going to speak from my experience, even though sometimes that may not land. And she was like, I know. I get it. I get it. So I don't know if I don't think she's upset at Sheena. Sheena did want to go to talk to Sandoval about something that he had said in an interview about Ariana.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You guys, I want to celebrate the fact that we have hit. This is our 100th episode of the Give Them Lala podcast.
What does mom do?
That's at least
when she wins.
When she wins anything.
I love her. Happy 100. This is huge.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Congrats. To all of us.
Thank
for, you for putting this on.
That's 100 episodes since Lala has gone solo on the Give Them Lala podcast.
Done.
To celebrate, I have opened the floor via Instagram to an AMA. Jessica, what are our questions?
Okay, well, like you thought, we have a lot of questions about the one and only Captain Jason, which we'll save for the end. But The first one, and I know you kind of hit on this, but I'm seeing a few, is tell us about your fashion for BravoCon. Another one, did you use a stylist? And I know you've talked about it, but to set the record straight, did you use a stylist? How'd you find your BravoCon looks that people were obsessed with?
Can I say?
Yeah.
I don't know where it was, but the outlets.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Bang.
I did not use a stylist. No.
She is her own stylist.
I feel like a stylist is kind of a waste of money. And here's why. A stylist can run $1,800 and up, and that's just the stylist fee. And that's like a stylist who's kind of like not really well known. The really high-end ones are thousands upon thousands of dollars. And then you ask them to pull looks, and then that's a fee.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, you got to return the look after. So for me, I'm like, I want a ball, but I want to do it on somewhat of a budget. And there is an outlet in between Morongo Casino and Palm Springs, 20 minutes away from my house. And these kind of outlets, y'all, they got everything under the sun, from like Lululemon and Nike to like my most favorites. Mm-hmm. Tom Ford, Balmain, Burberry, Gucci, And
they got amazing. It's great there.
Had a heyday. It was not intended for BravoCon because I don't really go shopping, and it's just not in me. I always think I'm going to shop for this, and then I get lazy and I'm like, I don't even fucking care.
Right.
And it happened again this year. I don't know how I pulled it off. Honestly, it was the night before. I had to work all the live long day Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I got home at 6:30, was freaking exhausted from Vanderpump interviews.
We all packed as a family with her.
We packed as a family.
Yeah.
I literally looked in my closet. I was like, everything that I just got from the outlets is going. It's all matching sets, and she calling it a day.
We were going through it, and it's like the zip-up bag for like the nice clothes, and mm-hmm. she just like unzips it, and she goes, I'm just taking it.
Take it back all. Up and just puts it
in. I didn't know where. Keep in mind, Lena, my hair girl, because I always do my own face. I don't let anyone touch my face. Hair, great. I said to Lena, because she asked me like a month ago, what are your looks? Because I booked her well in advance. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll let you know. She texted me Tuesday and was like, hey, babe, what are your looks? I was like, I'll let you know. Sent her my looks Thursday night when I landed in Vegas. I was like, so this is what I'm wearing. Don't know what I'm wearing where, but here they are.
Well, congrats, because it looked like you planned them for months. Everyone was obsessed. They were stunning. So, yeah.
Thank
congrats
you. On those looks. Day one, Friday, was Burberry.
With the printed Burberry, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, like the cozy, the one that MJ said, this is what you chose, with Jean Vito Rossi shoes. I'm obsessed with them. I wear them with everything. I have so many fucking shoes, and for some reason, these just make every look very sleek and mm-hmm. chic AF. That night, I wore the Balmain with the same shoes. Next day, we were in something really cute from like Bloomingdale's, because I didn't have anything that night. The next day was Burberry again. With the same shoes. But day two, I had the Alexander Wang shoes on.
Right.
Oh, let me tell you this real quick. The bag. So everyone knows I spend money, aside from the times that I go to the outlets. I'll drop mad money on clothes. But usually I don't. I spend money on shoes and bags. I brought a bag that was cute. It was like a knockoff of something, but I was like, it'll go with everything. I take it. I haven't worn it much. I'm like, this is going to snag everything because it's a cheap bag. So I sent my mother out. I was like, you have to get me a bag that's fabulous today. Mm-hmm. So she goes out. She sends me a picture of this like beautiful Valentino bag. I said, just grab it. My Amex was already on her.
What? Oh, oh yeah. My What's it?
Even Lauren's friends, Candace and Kristen, they were like, oh, so you're just going to put that, like, she'll just pay you back? And Lisa goes, oh, no, I have her credit card.
My health.
I was prepared.
Well, right. It was a stunning bag. A lot of best and worst moments of BravoCon for you. Moments, like one of your best, one of your worst. And one says best and most awkward moment. So
I would say the most awkward moment was anytime I would see Garcelle from afar.
Okay.
I saw her son waiting outside of the ladies' restroom when I was going to go in there. And I was like, nope, we're holding it. We're holding it.
And this is still from what we all saw on Vanderpump Rules last season.
Yeah, because Bravo is supposed to be fun. I don't want any awkward moments. I would say that's the only one. Like everything else, I was kind of in my zone. There wasn't one thing about BravoCon that I didn't love. I had the best time.
I liked it in Vegas
really
a lot
did.
More than New York.
Oh,
I
yeah.
did, too.
Did you like it in Vegas?
I loved it in Vegas.
Vegas was
and
way better.
A lot of people said that they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like more of a party, and New York felt more like a conference.
Mm. Yeah, okay. yeah, totally.
So okay. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Well, then people could go to shows. Like, Kenny yes. invited me to Usher second night, and I was like, I have my whole family here. I'm so sorry. And then I saw the video, and I commented. I was like, I should have ditched my family.
On Sunday, I saw a couple of people from... I don't know which one, but they were at the Michael Jackson. They were going into the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so it's just fun, you know?
It was just a lot of things. I like how everything's close. Like mm-hmm. when we were in New York, it was like 20 minutes because we had to go from Meatpacking District somewhere else. And it was just always...
Right.
It was always something, and Vegas was just easy.
Okay.
One mm-hmm. road.
What's the next question?
I mean, do you want to get into, because they're all...
Let's get into it.
Captain Jason, you already know. Tell us about Captain Jason. What's the status of you and Captain
you.
Jason? The
Come
deets
here.
On the photo of you and Captain Jason when you actually first met him, all of them.
I first met him. Well, I was first introduced to who this person is through you guys because you slid into the podcast DMs talking about me and him.
Right.
Then at BravoCon, apparently he was mentioning my name.
Right.
And then at the Bravos, Andy brings him down and is like showing him all the women, and then they end on me. And I was like, oh, well, hello again, buddy. We had a really nice conversation when I first checked into the hotel. We talked about our kids. He was very sweet. We have not hooked up.
Okay.
He's very handsome, obviously, and that's what I'm going
to
say.
Are we supposed to ignore the fact that you just said mere moments ago that he hit you up?
Yeah, we're going to ignore that for now.
We're going to
ignore that for
now.
Is
this just a TBD?
A TBD.
Okay. Okay.
This is a TBD, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just say
we have so much content on this episode. I think we just save it for a later date.
Let's do it. I think he's hot. I think you guys are stunning together. Of the photos we took when he walked in, that was not, because I saw a question, that was not planned, by the way. Lala,
I was like, how have you and I, like, not taken a picture together? And as I'm leaving BravoCon and he's coming in, I was like, you... Get your fine ass over here.
You did. He had no idea she was standing there. It's not like he walked it. Yeah. It was cute. And there's that. What do you think about him, Easton? Do you think he's a good brother-in-law material?
Oh, my God.
Couldn't he be my father? Fuck. How old is he?
He's like 50.
But 50 and looking like 30.
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know this man, but if he is interested, go fuck.
He's got an accent, too. It's like, oh, see, accent. Oh, hello. I can't do it. But it's like, down under. Like, alligators.
That's what Lauren wants
crocodile.
Him to do.
Go down under. Oh, my God. It's getting spicy in here.
I'm dying. I will say, I saw Sonia from Atlanta as I was walking out with her cute little bump, and I gave her little bump all the love, and I was like, I'm so happy for you. And I said, hold up, let me see your earrings. And she has my same earrings in that say just an L and a V inside of a hoop, and I was like, they're in the wrong way, you got to switch them. And she was like, really? And I was like, I know this because I'm looking at them, but I also have the same ones. She's like, when I put them in, they looked right. And I was like, looking in the mirror. Yeah, that's what fucks me every time too.
And
she was
team.
Like, you're a good friend. She looks at, I think it was her stylist or something. She's, this is a good friend. I was like, I got you, girl. You look good.
You are a good friend.
Right. Well, that's like having food in your teeth and no one telling you. It's like, at what point can somebody be nice to me and tell me I look like a fucking idiot?
I didn't want her to have a Luann moment where Luann filmed an entire day with Nell Cha. And it was supposed to be Chanel. I was like, who is allowing her to wear the earrings the wrong way right now? Y'all are mean.
No.
You read left to right. Yeah. Left to right.
That's so hilarious.
So that happened. It was a fantastic BravoCon. I hope that everyone enjoyed it. I'm very excited to talk about instead of it just being the ache and relief of the week, it's going to be the ache of BravoCon and the relief of BravoCon.
Love that.
Am I starting us?
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
I can't even think of an ache. It was all so great.
And let's try to keep them quick.
Let's keep them quick.
Because I want to say one thing at the end of this podcast. So I loved every single thing about BravoCon. Not one complaint. However, it did bum me out, the hotel situation. And it's exactly what I thought it would be like. Because the hotels are larger, I didn't run into one Bravo Leb in the hallways.
Mm.
It was very, like, you got to the hotel, you may see people in the casino or the lobby, but it was very different. I would say that was my ache of BravoCon, which is pretty good. I think that's a great ache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to see people more.
My relief of BravoCon is my friend, Gertie, from Real Housewives of Miami, has announced that she is cancer-free.
Woo!
God bless you, angel face.
That's amazing.
We're so happy. I would say that was the best video to see for me of BravoCon. Everything was fantastic, but to see that, like, someone who I've watched, who I've come to really care about, is healthy.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing.
All right, TT, you're up.
My ache of the week, I mean, it's a stretch for it, for the BravoCon, because I really don't have one. It was amazing. Everybody was amazingly nice. So, I mean, the only thing that sucked was just the traffic for F1. That was the only bullshit. Everything was taking forever to get
so
to.
Bad.
That's true.
But, like, that's the
really
only
bad.
Ache. Like, I don't
amazing.
Have anyone. But, yeah, my relief was just the people. Everybody that was there was so nice.
Everyone loved you.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was taking photos. Thank you, everybody. I felt very great.
One day, the whole reason he got in, because his wristband, someone didn't recognize it.
This was on Saturday, I want to say. But we were walking up, and we were going through the talent, and I knew damn well I wasn't going to get in. I was just going to try, and then go around another. So I'm sitting there, and I was like, hey, can I get in through this way? I've come in every day. And they were like, what wristband? So I show them my wristband. They're looking at this thing like it didn't even fucking come from them. They're like, where'd that come from? So I just, I'm standing there, and I was like, I can just go around. And right when I was about to, everybody, like there was like five or so people just yelling, Easton! So the dude looked over, and he was like, all right, you can come in.
Yeah. He got in because he's got fandom.
I'm part.
So thank you guys for yelling my name. I know. That was the only point. I was like, wow, I'm
famous
in here.
You guys got Easton into BravoCon.
Yeah, they really did. Else I would have been just standing out there with you guys in line going, hey.
Like a dumbass.
Bravo, bravo, people.
But that was mine.
Yeah, Jess. Right. Jess, my relief was just meeting everyone. Everyone was so nice and amazing and would come up and be like, you don't have a big forehead, or I like your voice. And I just died because it was hilarious. I loved you all. And then my ache was freaking, you know how much I talk about the comments by celebs, girls. I look at their story as I'm on my way out of Vegas. They're literally must have been standing right next to me when you were in that press room. Had no idea. So I missed meeting them. That would have been...
Aww.
I know. And I DM'd them and I was like, oh, you were there? And they were like, yes! I don't know what they look like, so it's not like I would have... Anyway, so that was my ache.
Oh, you guys... What a fun pod.
What a fun pod.
This was a fun... I was looking forward to this pod, even on the plane, thinking we're going to land and go straight there. I was like, nope, I'm going to... And I was sick on the plane.
Yeah.
Very fun
And I was like, you better pull it together. We got BravoCon to talk about on podcast.
It got me going, though.
After we've had Bravo celebrities and all things Bravo shoved down our throats, which we love, and we also take it like a champ and swallow. Good job, y'all. Okay.
Just you two.
I want to say this. Something popped up on my feed that the LA Times ran with Bethany Frankel. Obviously, she's going in, right? And she's talking about the drinking aspect. There's a lot of things she's talking about slamming Bravo. I want to say this. I have been in the Bravo universe for about 10 years now. It has been absolutely fantastic. Before I was on Bravo, I watched it. And I watched these women go from very subservient housewives to women who have been empowered, who have found their voice. Their men kind of fade into the background while they become stars, start businesses, have people love them and relate to them. I think Bravo is a tremendous platform that I am honored to be a part of, and I resent what Bethany Frankel is doing. Okay, I don't know the ins and outs. I just know this aspect of what she is saying, that Andy Cohen pits women against each other. Andy Cohen doesn't do shit. We do something on camera, and what we do is then edited together. No one is responsible for our actions and what comes out of our mouths except us. Okay? The drinking that Bethany wants to say they're encouraged to drink. I have been watching Roni for a very long time. And Bethany shoved her alcohol down everyone's throats every chance she got. Skinny girl, skinny girl, skinny girl, skinny girl, skinny girl. To the point you didn't see anything else. Took her cast to Mexico to tequila taste. As she said, we've been training all of our lives for this moment. AKA the amount of alcohol we're going to drink. Not Bravo's idea, your idea. I have... seen this company that she's built hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it was $150 million that Bravo promoted for you on the show. I think that part is gross. Not the fact that she built something beautiful and amazing, but that she could slam such an incredible platform that she had. I've been sober on this show for 5 years. Not once has any producer, executive, anyone a part of the production company, the network, ever tried to get me to drink. They have all been incredibly supportive to the point where when I celebrated 5 years and we were shooting main titles, They said, Lala, we need you back in. We had wrapped. They said, Lala, we need you back in. We just want to see if you like the final take. I was like, oh, they're giving us so much power this season. I walk back in. There's people from Bravo there, a couple people from NBC, and our production company, Evolution. And they bring out cupcakes and sing happy birthday to me. So not only have they never tried to get me to drink, they also celebrate my sobriety. Anytime I've done Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen and the producers say, we only have water. Your cup will be to the left or to the right. It's water. It's water. Everyone knows that I am sober, a part of this big Bravo universe. So I really, really felt the need to put that out there, that I am extremely blessed to be a part of Bravo. I love NBCU, and this platform has done incredible things for me. So I love you all. I know that that was a tangent. We're at 60, almost 63 minutes. I hope everyone enjoyed Bravo. You guys have all been freaking fantastic. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Happy 100 episodes, y'all.
Thank you guys for listening and supporting us.
Happy hump day, and we will catch you next week.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.